If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
There were late developments last night in the battle for the Bears. An amendment to a bill that would guide how the state helps the Bears stay in Illinois was filed in Springfield. That revised mega project bill is expected to be brought up in a committee meeting this morning in Springfield and maybe even get to the floor of the legislature for a vote. Meanwhile, Indiana lawmakers are expected to send their own bill to their governor today, clearing the way to fund a stadium in Hammond. What does Chicago's mayor have to say about all this? Let's ask him. Mayor Johnson, good morning. You haven't given up on the Bears staying in the city, have you?
Hey, good morning. Of course I have not. I mean, the Bears are an historic organization and business, and they certainly belong in Chicago. And I believe most people agree with that. When I talk to Chicagoans, and we have a variety of conversations about a multitude of things that are going on in the city. And when we talk about the Chicago Bears, they want the Bears to remain in the city of Chicago, as do I.
How can you match what Arlington Heights offers or even what Hammond is talking about?
Yeah, well, you know, I think, first of all, that entire campus where the Bears play, the museum campus, has long needed infrastructure investments. It's the top tourist destination in the entire state of Illinois. It's the number one place that people from around the world go to visit, that entire museum campus. And the infrastructure needs have been substantial for decades. And again, I've spoken to the museum presidents, spoken obviously with the Bears. The infrastructure that has been placed on the table for Arlington Heights, that infrastructure investment was not afforded to the museum campus. I'm confident that if we have partners in Springfield that would offer the city of Chicago the $950 million that's being proposed now just for infrastructure, if that was available and if that's available for the city of Chicago, I'm confident that we can come up with a package that benefits not just the Bears, but again, the top tourist destination in the entire state of Illinois.
I hear that you believe the media has been getting things wrong on all this. What are we missing? Was that what we were missing, what you just talked about?
That, absolutely. We need partners. If you remember, if you recall, a couple of years ago, when I was running for office, I was the only candidate who made a commitment to work with the Bears to keep them in Chicago. And this was after they purchased the property in Arlington Heights. Kevin Warren, along with the McCaskey family, we sat on the stage together and we unveiled a proposal that would create a public-private partnership where the Bears would essentially pay for 72% of a stadium that the public would own, that they would simply be tenants of a stadium that we would own, and we would have a year-round activation where we would have programming and the ability to attract more activity to that entire lakefront. We would create 20% more green space to support the efforts of the Friends of the Park. That proposal was not matched with clear partnership in Springfield. And then furthermore, you know, there is a mechanism that was designed to help build stadiums in Illinois. It's ISFA. It's been in place since 1986, 1987. That tool exists. We were never given a real full commitment from the state of Illinois of how we could activate that tool that essentially would cover the rest of the stadium that, again, the public would own. Right now, we don't have any proposal, whether Arlington Heights or Hammond, Indiana, that would have a stadium that would activate the type of jobs, year-round activity, and that a stadium that the people of Chicago would own. It would not be a stadium owned by the Bears, right? And so what I'm simply saying is that the economic driver of this entire region, the city of Chicago, the lakefront, the thousands of jobs that would leave Chicago as a result of essentially the tax breaks that the Bears are seeking in the suburbs, tax dollars that would otherwise go to the local government, that those taxes would be frozen, and we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, upwards of $1 billion, if not more, that the billionaires would benefit from, while everyday people, of course, are still working through trying to make the ends meet. We have the best proposal. We're saying that partners in Springfield should take a look at a proposal that was put forth 2 years ago that would unlock a campus that could generate, again, hundreds of millions of dollars for the state of Illinois and the entire region.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
We've heard about the plan for Soldier Field going forward. It makes sense, more concerts, more special events. But the cost of the makeover, according to the Park District proposal, is $630 million. Where does that money come from?
Well, again, as I stated earlier, that we never got a commitment from the Springfield around how much money would go towards infrastructure. We certainly did not get a commitment for $950 million. We did not. And what I'm saying, as people across the city are saying the Bears should remain in Chicago, the same what is being offered for the suburbs, that infrastructure investment should be offered for that entire campus. And then we could actually have a conversation about what we talked about a year and a half ago, unlocking, you know, what ultimately is the economic driver for the entire region, which is the museum campus. And so my focus has been, like, look, the jobs that we need in Chicago, we're talking about, you know, young people and people who are aspiring to raise families in the city of Chicago. You know how I feel about investing in economic development at a time in which we had the busiest summer downtown in the history of Chicago, 3.5 million people just over the summer. Our airports are busier than they've ever been before. O'Hare is now the number one airport in America. Not to mention, you know, we're going to build a stadium for Chicago Fire. That's going to generate even more economic activity. The 1901 project outside of the United Center on the west side, another economic driver. This is the right time to really invest in the people of Chicago. And what we're calling for is the residents, as the leader of the residents of this fine city, we need our Springfield partners and particularly our Chicago delegation to give an opportunity to the people of Chicago to not only unlock this campus, but to create, you know, real economic vibrancy. That's what people are calling for. And I don't know how any Chicago legislator, quite frankly, could give $950 million to take a business out of the city of Chicago, away from the people of Chicago.
All right. So let me just understand what you like. Are you talking about Soldier Field, kind of revamping that? Or are you talking about, do you like the site at the parking lot next to Soldier Field?
Next to Soldier Field, that was the proposal about a year and a half ago. Me, Kevin Warren, Mr. McCaskey, we all sat on the stage together. The Bears committed 72% of their dollars to build a stadium that we would own. I just want that to sink in for a second. No other proposal would we flinch at the idea of a private company paying almost two-thirds of the construction of a facility that the people would own, right? That's not happening anywhere in the country. And so, yes, the proposal that's been on the table for over a year, we need partners in Springfield to work with President Warren, with the McCaskey family, with the city of Chicago, the Park District, to allow us to activate that space. One of the things that comes up quite a bit during Lollapalooza, where 400,000 people come downtown, because that infrastructure is so poor over there, the museum campus doesn't fully benefit from 400,000 people coming down to that region because there's just no way to access the rest of the campus. So the ingress egress over there is just deplorable. You know what it's like over there, man, driving, trying to get to a game to get in and out. It's just a nightmare. $950 million of infrastructure has essentially been promised or proposed to the suburbs. that those dollars should be activated for infrastructure along this campus that, again, is the top tourist destination in the entire state of Illinois. Building a brand new stadium there that would create thousands of jobs, you know, $8 billion of new income revenue just for families, while having an activated space year-round that the public would benefit and the public would own. To me, that proposal needs to be given serious consideration. But again, that requires partnerships in Springfield.
Mayor Brandon Johnson, thank you for talking with us this morning. By the way, is the rumor true that you're disappointed that in the city's Name a Snowplow contest, nobody suggested City Haul Away the Snow? Is that the one you were hoping for?
I was just saying that I'm grateful for the winners, but trust me, man, we're gonna come back next year. And we're going to make sure that the one that you talked about gets the adequate attention that it deserves. Thank you, Bob, for not forgetting about us, brother.
Thank you, sir.
You're
I'll talk to you again soon.